I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. I know it's been a while since we've done one of these, and life gets busy, but we never stop praying nor sharing any missing persons flyers everywhere that we can. By all means, do us a favor, like our shows, share our shows, and participate. That's all we ask. But the big thing is get it out there for us. Help us out by sharing and liking all our broadcasts. Really helps us, and it means a lot to us. Just think, if you were in those people's shoes who have a missing person, you would want everybody to get the word out any way they could. And that's what we try to do here on our broadcasts, is to get the word out, spread it long, hard, and wide. We have a lot of countries because we not only go nationwide, but we also go global. We have a lot of different countries that listen to us. It's a shame I got a message today that apparently Canada has stopped their viewers, their listeners, from being able to call in. But just like their president, he's another moron for not allowing his people free speech or to even be able to call into a show. So my apologies, Canada, and any of you other countries that listen to us that are having a problem. We do appreciate your support, and we thank you for being with us each week. Now, if you know somebody who is missing, we're very interested in hearing from you. Get the word out about your loved one. As the saying goes, know something, say something. If you're too shy or too nervous to contact the authorities yourself, reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson, or any one of my officers in the Defender 7, and we'll see to it that your information gets to the proper authorities. Again, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to us each week. If you'd like to listen to us live or respond in our chat room during our programs, number to call is area code 914-205-5773. And without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
Then the crowd goes wild again. Yeah, and Rick's finding out I'm a pain in the ass. He keeps calling me a pain in the ass.
Hey.
And I can't shut my fucking TV off.
Truth hurts, don't it?
Well, fine. And I unplugged the TV because I can't get it to shut off or mute or nothing. And
but,
I just
so
put new batteries in.
So he's gotten to really know you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy.
Yep. Oh, I got to get tuned in here. Let's see. We can get to where we're going. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we've been having a blast.
Good. I like hearing that.
Yeah. Okay. That was just beautiful up in the UP. Oh, my God. Perfect road for bike.
I love the pictures.
Yeah, we didn't take the bike up there, but the roads were up and down and around corners, sharper corners, and smooth. I can't believe how smooth the roads are up there.
Right. That's because they don't get traveled a lot.
Yeah, that could be.
That, and they don't use salt on the roads.
Yeah, that could be too. They have a snow meter there and to tell how much snow they had each winter. And last winter they had, I think it was over 4 or 5 feet of snow.
I believe it.
Yeah.
All
yes,
right, let's
sir.
Start this night off. I got the
all
first
right.
one. It's a cold case from July 31st. It's not a cold case. I misunderstood.
Well, put the beer down and pay attention.
I wish I had a beer. Anna V, 14, went missing from her home in Dehannes, Texas, on Monday, July 31st. Nearly 1 month has gone by since she disappeared, and she has not been seen or heard from since. It is believed that Anna V may be staying within the Medina County, Texas area. And of course, they don't have her height and all that, but she looks like she's a biracial American or white and Hispanic, long brown hair, brown eyes. If you have any information about Anna V or her disappearance, please contact National Center for Missing Endangered Children at 1-800-843-5678 or the Medina County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 1-830-741-6153.
I have Kateri Michelle, female, American Indian, 5'2", 100 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes, went missing on January 5th, 2007. Oh, my screen's going black. His last seen wearing blue jean jacket and pants on an oversized black leather coat with fur inside. She has a Tweety Bird angel wing tattoo on her back shoulder and pierced ear, 2 to 3 holes, lower and upper ear. If you have any information regarding this case, contact the Minneapolis Police Department at 612-348-2345.
Demara Crump, missing since August 27th, 2022, out of Fontana, California. She's 14 years old, medium-complected black woman. And you got to be kidding me. That's it. No,
oh, wow.
In her picture, she has a afro, bushy, brown eyes, and that's all I could tell you about her. But anybody has any information on her, call Fontana Police Department in California at 1-909-350-7700.
Michael Thomas, missing from Chicago, Illinois. He's 50 years old, and it's a cold case. He's been missing since 8/20/2019. The above subject is missing from the 3400 block of South Michigan Avenue in the Brownsville community. The missing subject was last seen on August 20th, 2019 in Chicago, Illinois. The missing subject was last seen wearing a gray shirt and dark shorts at the time of his disappearance. The missing subject uses a wheelchair to move around. The missing subject may need medical attention. If you have any information regarding the whereabouts of the missing subject, please contact Area 1 at Detective SVU at 312-747-8380 or dial 911. He's 5'6", 125 pounds, brown eyes, gray hair. He's got a medium brown complexion, American Indian, and that's it.
Endangered missing teen. North Miami Police Department and the family of Kendra Taylor Gonzalez is appealing to the public for their assistance in helping to locate her. They are growing increasingly worried about her well-being and safety. There's a $10,000 reward for information that leads to her whereabouts. Kendra Taylor Gonzalez is 15 years old, 5 foot, 130 pounds, green eyes, brown shoulder-length hair. She wears braces. She was last seen wearing a white T-shirt with a red logo, a black biker shorts, and peach slides. If you have any information regarding Kendra's whereabouts, no matter how small, how insignificant you may think it is, it could be the very thing they need to bring her home. Contact the North Miami Police Department at 305-891-0294, extension 23126, or Detective B. Bond at 305-891-8111.
Nellie Richards, missing from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Last contact was August 28, 2023. Native American, 16 years old, brown eyes, black hair, 5'3", 182 pounds. Nellie was last seen wearing a black zip-up sweatshirt and gray sweatpants. She is believed to be in the company of missing persons Jamarcus and Matthew Richards. If you have any information of the whereabouts of Nellie, please contact the Sioux Falls Police Department at 605-367-7000.
Today, right now, marks 1 year since anyone has heard from Tanya. Can you imagine not hearing from your child for 365 days? That is a full year. Someone knows something. Missing person, Tanya Sadecki. Tanya was last seen on August 28, 2022 in the Breckenridge area of Allegheny County. She is 43 years old, approximately 5'4",
130 pounds and has dark brown hair, a medium build, and brown eyes. Sadecki is known...
You're crackling.
Oh, sorry. Sadecki is known to frequent the Tarantium and Breckenridge areas of Allegheny County. If you have any information, please call Allegheny County Homicide Unit at 412-473-1200.
Nyla Terrell, missing from South Euclid, Ohio, 14 years old, been missing since 8/25/2023. She's female, black, 5'6", 145 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the South Euclid Police Department at 216-381-1234.
Bemidji, Minnesota. The Bemidji Police Department is seeking public assistance in locating 17-year-old Jordan Golestad. Jordan was last seen on Minnesota Ave, August 25th, 2023 at 4 p.m. Jordan has a tattoo on both arms and tattooed letters on his knuckles. Jordan was wearing a black spider jacket, blue jeans, salmon-colored Air Jordans, and may be going to Brainerd. If you have any information on Jordan Golestad's whereabouts, please contact the Bemidji Police Department at 218-333-9111.
I just lost my stuff. Hold on. Go again. You still there?
You want me to go?
No, yeah, go again.
All right. Santa Fe, New Mexico, August 25th, 2023. The Santa Fe Police Department is seeking assistance in locating Francesca Pacheco Hernandez, 30 years of age. Miss Pacheco Hernandez was reported missing on July 26, 2023 by her family. Miss Pacheco Hernandez is from Espanola and is known to frequent Santa Fe and Albuquerque. Miss Pacheco Hernandez is known to have a tattoo on her left forearm of Arabic lettering in light blue saying kiss is a past of the soul. This case remains under active investigation. She is a female, Hispanic female, brown shoulder length hair, or brown long hair, I'm sorry, brown eyes, 5'2", 103 pounds. She was not known of what she was wearing at time she went missing. If you know the whereabouts of this person, please contact the Santa Fe Police Department at 505-428-3710.
Vincent Smoot, 17 years old, from Rossford, Ohio. Male, white, 5'4", 102 pounds, and blue eyes. He has a tattoo on his right thigh and scars on both his left wrist and his foot. He has purple hair and his ears pierced. It's located, approached with caution. Any information, contact the Wood County Sheriff's Office at 419
354-9001.
Georgia missing. My brother, Travis Rawlins, has been missing since May 4th. He went missing in the Covington, Georgia area. If you have any known whereabouts or know anything about his disappearance, please contact investigator Dial at Newton County, Georgia Sheriff's Office or call 911. He's a white male, 33 years old, 6 foot, 150 pounds, brown short hair, blue eyes. He does have a mustache, goatee, and beard.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Amia Allen, missing from Elyria, Ohio, since 8/25/2023. She's 15 years old. She's female, black, 5'5", 150 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a red sweater, black shorts, and black Uggs. Any information, call Elyria Police Department at 440-323-3902.
Hello, missing juvenile. Azalen Gaither, 14, missing since August 7, 2023, from Portland, Oregon. Azalen Lucille Fern Gaither was last seen in Portland, Oregon on Monday, August 7th. She is believed to be staying in the local Portland, Oregon area or travel to nearby cities. Ezelin is described as 5'5", weighing 90 pounds. She has brown shoulder-length hair, now dyed half black and blonde with green eyes. And it looks like she has her right eyebrow pierced close to her temple. If you have any information about Azalyn or her disappearance, please contact the Gresham Police Department at 1-503-823-3333.
James, I think it's Janesville, Wisconsin. Tracy Snyder, 55 years old, missing since 8/8/2023. He's 55 years old, 6 foot, 200 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Last known contact with Tracy was on August 8, 2023. Anyone having information about Snyder's whereabouts is encouraged to contact the Janesville Police Department at 608-755-3100. The Rusk County Communications Center at 605-757-2244. Crime Stoppers at 608-756-3636. Or submit a tip on their smartphone using the P3 app, incident number JV2341734, and for Sergeant Nicholas Drought, number 2238. There might be more, so hold on a second. No, there isn't. Wait. I don't know what that is. Pursuant to the directive of, that's nothing. Okay, go ahead.
All righty. Pittsburgh, Kansas. On Sunday morning, August 20th, 2023, at approximately 1:15 a.m., law enforcement officers from the Pittsburgh Police Department, along with first responders units from Pittsburgh Fire Department
and Crawford County EMS were dispatched to 202 North Locust Street in Pittsburgh in reference to a report of a shooting incident. Upon arrival, units found that 36-year-old Justin E. Krogan had been shot outside of a local bar and had subsequently died as a result of his injuries. This incident is currently under investigation at this time, and the Kansas Bureau of Investigations is assisting. Investigators believe this is to be an isolated incident and believes it may have stemmed from an argument. If you have any information related to this incident, please call the Pittsburgh, Kansas Police Department at 620-231-1700 or at their automated tip line at 620-231-8477.
Okay, I got Dayton, Ohio, a missing adult alert issued by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office for 91-year-old Bessie Washington. Oh, it was canceled. Never mind. All right. Sammy Brown, missing from Gary, Indiana. That doesn't say shit. God dang it. I hate when they do that. She's 15 years old and female, and by the picture, she's got long blonde hair and kind of dark eyes. I don't think they're brown, but they're dark. And no phone number. Now what is, wait, there's a, oh, wait, there is. Call 911 or 1-800-THE-LOST. Or Gary Police Department at 219-881-7300.
Missing endangered, Christine Passy Parker from Montpelier, I guess it's Idaho, ID, or Indiana. No, yeah, it's got to be Idaho.
I think that is Idaho. Idaho.
Last seen Sunday, August 6th, around 4:30 p.m. in Battle Mountain, Nevada. Christine possibly has her two border collies with her. Her identifying marks, small dolphin tattoo on the small of her back, smallpox scar on her shoulder. Christine's Tacoma truck was located on 8/15/2023 in the Eugene Mountains. She's a white female, 55 years old, shoulder length, brown hair, 150 pounds. Anyone with information, contact the Bear Lake County Sheriff's Office at 208-945-2121. Extension 1.
I can't say this name. It's an Asian name. It's E-H-L-E-R-T-W-E-S-A-Y. And they're each individual words just like I spelt them. Missing from St. Paul, Minnesota, 16 years old, missing since May 10th, 2023. She's female, Asian. Black hair, black eyes, 5 feet, 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the St. Paul Police Department in Minnesota at 651-291-1111. There's another one that don't.
Missing from St. Louis.
Yes. Oh. I'm just bitching, that's all.
Missing from St. Louis City, Christopher Lynn Blair. A wellness check was done at his residence in St. Louis City yesterday, but nobody answered the door. He was last seen in May when he was released from the city jail. They called his boss and was told indirectly that he was in St. Louis City jail. St. Louis City told me that he was released to the streets in May. My BD isn't perfect, and it's not uncommon for him to go MIA. This is not a secret, but it's been a long time, and his kids still love him. Have known this man since I was 15 years old, and I don't give a fuck about his well-being, or I give a fuck about his well-being, so if anybody knows where he is or knows how to get in contact with him, please let somebody know. If you have any information on his whereabouts, call the St. Louis City Police Department at 618-759-0674. And that's all I got.
Michaela Hodges, missing from Port Clinton, Ohio. She's 16 years old. Missing since July 26, 2023. She's female, white, 5'8", 230 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a tie-dyed t-shirt and blue ripped jeans. She has a tattoo on her right forearm. Any information, call the Toledo Police Department at 419-245-3344. Oh, or 855-224-6446.
Buena Vista, Colorado. Aiden Valentine, white male, 17 years old, 5'7", 145 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair. He was last seen on the night of August 11th, 2023, at his home in Buena Vista. Do you have any information about Aiden? Please call 719-395-8654.
Russell Mattis. 16 years old, missing from Parma, Ohio. Male, he's white, 5'10", 105 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. He has a tattoo on his right forearm. He may be in the need of medication. Any information, call the Parma Police Department at 440-885-1234 or 855-224-6446, and with him being white, he is dark complected.
Have you seen Madalena Kojikari? Madalena was last seen November 23rd, 2022 in Cornelius, North Carolina. She was last seen wearing jeans, pink and purple shirt, and white Adidas shoes. Oh, I'm sorry, pink and purple and white Adidas shoes, and a white T-shirt and jacket. Come on. Anyone with information, contact Cornelius Police Department in North Carolina at 1-704-892-7773.
Lisa Brent, last seen in St. Louis, Illinois area. Missing since November 21st, 2022. She was last seen in East St. Louis, Illinois area near the hotels by Larry Flint's club. The last known Facebook messenger activity was on January of this year, and she has not been seen or heard from since. Lisa grew up in DeSoto, MO, that's Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Or is that Montana? Okay. And it has friends in the St. Louis and East St. Louis, Illinois. November 21st, 2022 was when she was last reported missing. However, her mom said there was a sighting 5 weeks ago. And the only description they give is she's 5'2", 140 pounds. But her hair is blonde, she's got dark eyes, and she has glasses on one, and on another picture she's got a nose ring. Did I give a phone number?
No.
Okay, there is no phone number. So call the St. Louis Police Department. 4911.
There you go.
Yeah.
A silver alert has been issued for an 8-year-old boy who is missing from Bridgeport, Connecticut. State police said Shamar Augustine was last seen on Thursday. It's unclear what he was wearing when he was last seen. He has black hair, brown eyes. His right eye is a lazy eye. It's kind of squinted. He has black hair, brown eyes, weighs 120 pounds, 4'8" tall. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Bridgeport Police Department at 203-576-7671.
Jirell Fisher, missing from Columbus, Ohio, 14 years old, missing since 7/30/2023, male, black, he's 5'6", 114 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545 or 855-224-6446.
Burlington, New Jersey, we need your help. The City of Burlington Police Department is still investigating a missing persons report. Carlene Phillip, a 52-year-old female, was last heard from a few months back. If you know Carlene or know her whereabouts, please contact Corporal Sajaka at 609-386-0262, extension 221. Her picture, she's a medium-complected black female. She does have shoulder-length hair, and it's braided. Two braids in the front and braided the long pieces in the back. And that's all I got on her.
Okay, we've got Indianapolis, Indiana. 59-year-old man last seen Saturday is believed to be in danger and in need of medical help is missing. Indianapolis police said Friday afternoon, James Hinner was last seen on the 3200 block of North Pennsylvania Avenue, which is in the historic Meridian Park neighborhood. He is 5'9" tall, 180 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes, according to the news release from detectives with Indianapolis Police Department. And phone number. No phone number. will call the Indianapolis, Indiana Police Department or 911.
Douglas County Sheriff's Office in Douglasville, Georgia. Missing person, Dwayne McCalvin, 32-year-old white male, 5'9", 145 pounds, has a light goatee and mustache, short brown hair. Dwayne was last seen at his residence on August 19, 2023. His family hasn't seen or heard from him since. It is unknown what he was wearing or where he was headed. If you have any information on his whereabouts, please contact Investigator Melinda Wright at 770-920-4910.
Elia Johnson, missing from Columbus, Ohio. She's 17 years old and missing since 8/22/2023. She's female, black, 5'3", 110 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She was wearing black biker shorts, a black hoodie with a white string on the arms, and white Crocs with Roman numerals on them. She has a scar on her lip and a tattoo on her right arm. And she's kind of a light black color. If you have any information, call the Columbus Police Department at 614-645-4545 or 855-224-6446.
Amelia Schaefer, missing since April 13th. 2023 from Las Vegas, Nevada. Amelia may be in the company of a juvenile male. They may travel to California. Amelia may be traveling in the vehicle shown, a gold 2005 Toyota Tacoma with Nevada license plate 997 Victor 25. She wears eyeglasses. She has brown shoulder length hair, blue eyes. Anyone with information and contact the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department in Nevada at 1-702-828-3111.
Achilles Nelson, 16 years old, missing from Hamilton, Ohio since 8/1/2023. He's white, 5'8", 161 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. His possible destination could be California or South Carolina. Any information, call the Butler County Sheriff's Office at 513-785-1300. Or 855-224-6446.
Ellisie Hankins, missing since August 6, 2023. Missing from Blue Spring, Missouri. 16 years old. Ellisie is a runaway teenager that was last seen on August the 6th, 2023. The last time she went missing was in June of 2022, according to her NCMEC, that she could possibly have traveled to Arizona or Arkansas. If you have anything regarding her whereabouts, remember she is a minor, call the local authorities or the Blue Springs Police Department in the state of Missouri at 1-816-228-0151. Picture, she has shoulder length, very curly black hair, light complected. Looks like she does have teenage acne on both cheeks.
Emily Koch, 17 years old, missing from Cincinnati, Ohio. Female, white, 5'7", 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She was wearing a pink t-shirt and green pants. Her sides of her head are shaved, and she has a long ponytail. She may be in need of medication. Any information, call the Cincinnati Police Department Personal Crimes Unit at 513-352-6474. Or 855-224-6446.
Aberdeen, Maryland. Iona Baldwin, 17-year-old, light-skinned black female, 5'4", 170 pounds. Her, she has shoulder length, all braided black hair. Brown eyes. She could possibly be in Baltimore, Maryland. Please contact us at 410-272-2121 if you know of her whereabouts.
Grace Long Soldier. Missing from Rapid City, South Dakota, last seen on August 22nd, 2023. She's Native American, 17 years old, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'4", 135 pounds. She was last seen wearing a blue-green shirt, black pants, and no shoes. Grace has snake bite lip piercings. If you have any information on the whereabouts of Grace, please contact the Pennington County Sheriff's Office at 605-394-6113 or 605-394-4131.
Okay, I got a cold case from 2017. Shannon Marie Sigorski from Port Huron, Michigan, missing since November 22nd, 2017. She's a white female, 44 years old, auburn shoulder-length hair, blue eyes, 5'2", 110 pounds. Tattoos. She has pink lips on the left side of her neck, a rose on her right breast, a heart with the word love on her wrist, wizard on her left calf, butterfly on her lower back. If you have any information regarding this case, you are urged to call the Michigan State Police at 989-354-4101.
Barry Leva, 17 years old, missing from Fairfield, Ohio since 8/16/2023. She's female, white, 5'5", 120 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Her hair don't look black. I mean, it looks dyed. It's dark on top and lighter brown at the bottom. Barry was last year. Okay. Any information, call the Fairfield Police Department at 513-829-8201 or 855-224-6446.
The Henderson Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating a 17-year-old juvenile. Denisiah Goodner was reported missing when she did not come home after working at the Zaxby's on Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Tennessee on Sunday, August 6, 2023. The 17-year-old medium-complected black female with shoulder length, black hair, 5 foot, 98 pounds, brown eyes. However you say her name, I hope I'm not messing it up. Denisiah was last seen wearing her blue Zaxby's uniform shirt, black pants, black shoes. Any information on Denise Denicia's whereabouts is asked to call the Hendersonville Police Department at 615-822-1111.
Carlos Mendez, 17 years old, missing from Pierre, South Dakota, since 8/19/2023. He's American Indian, Alaskan native, is male, brown eyes, black hair, 5'6", 119 pounds. Any information, call Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 605-773-4615 or the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Office at 605-367-7000.
She's already been found. All right, this is a cold case from 2006. St. Lucie County, Florida. A billboard was erected for missing person case. Dory Ann Myers was last seen on January 10, 2006 in the Lakewood Park area of Fort Pierce. Sheriff's Office detectives have worked with the Florida Sheriff's Association to erect two billboards in St. Lucie County along the route where she most likely traveled. She was last seen in her residence. They burned her vehicle, and her vehicle was burned at Dias Ditch Boat Ramp near Lakeport, Florida. Oh, her residence was burned, and then they found her vehicle burned at Dias Ditch Road Boat Ramp.
Yeah,
any information on the possible abduction murder of Dorian Myers, contact Detective Paul Taylor at 772-462-3386. Yeah, that's messed up.
No shit. Leslie Pond, 39 years old, missing from Pierre, South Dakota. She's American Indian, Alaskan Native, female, brown eyes, red or auburn hair, 5'7", 150 pounds. She may be traveling from South Dakota to Las Vegas, Nevada, in a red four-door Dodge pickup with red rims, unknown license plate. Any information, call the Pine Ridge Oglala Sioux Tribe Police Department at 605-867-5111 or Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 605-773-4615.
Maryland Silver Alert. On behalf of the Baltimore City Police Department, a Silver Alert is being activated for a missing 77-year-old African-American male. Missing subject, Dennis Drake Sr., 6 foot, 200 pounds, black and gray hair, and brown eyes. Bald on the top. He does have a mustache and goatee and black and gray sideburns, and he has piercings in both ears. His vehicle is a 2014 white Cadillac XTS sedan, license plate, Maryland tag, 9, C as in Charlie, Y as in Yankee, 7, 8, 73. He was last seen August 15, 2023 at 8 p.m. in Baltimore, Maryland. Anyone with information, contact the Baltimore City Police Department at 443-984-7385 or dial 911.
Amelia April Canales, 12 years old, missing from Grand Forks County, North Dakota, 12 years old, and this is a cold case. Missing since January 7th, 2016. Her current age is 12, white, female. She was 3'6", 50 pounds, blue eyes, blonde or strawberry hair color, and... any information, call the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office at 701-780-8280.
Jonathan was last seen in Hammond, Los Angeles, 9 months after his disappearance. Authorities named Christy Bebe McKnight as a person of interest for obstruction of justice. She has fled and is still at large. If you have seen either Jonathan or Christy McKnight, contact the Hammond Police Department at 985-277-7500. Oh, that's not Los Angeles. That's Louisiana. I'm sorry. My fault. September 7th, 2020, I showed my mother my bank account and told her not to worry. I'll help her pay for a new roof. Later that day, I left with a friend to celebrate Labor Day, but I didn't come back home that night. 2 days later, I missed my uncle's funeral, something I would have never done. My family became worried and responded. And reported me missing. 9 months later, Christy Bebe McKnight was named as a suspect in my disappearance. She's on the lam. He's looks to be 6 foot, light, medium complected, with dreads, brown eyes. Both ears pierced. She's a dark-complected female. Shoulder-length black hair. She has one of them diamonds on her right corner of her mouth. Brown eyes, big lashes. Anyone with any information, again, contact the Hammond Police Department at 985-277-7500.
Melissa A. Trumpy, missing since October 27, 2021. An investigation into the disappearance of Melissa A. Trumpy was initiated by Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The investigation was initiated after Trumpy's boyfriend, Derek S. Hammer, birthday 10/29/86, was taken into custody by Carroll County law enforcement regarding outstanding warrants from Greene County, Wisconsin. The investigation is still ongoing, and the law enforcement agencies are treating this as a homicide investigation. Melissa Trumpy was 37 years old at the time of her disappearance and was residing in Monticello, Wisconsin. She is 5'10", tall, weighs approximately 160 pounds, has long blonde hair. It is believed that Melissa was visiting Derek Hammer in Shannon, Illinois, around the time of her disappearance. Her vehicle was located unoccupied on Bolton Road in Stephenson County. Several law enforcement agencies are investigating this case, and there's like a ton of them, so I'm not going to go through all of them. There have been numerous ground, air, and water searches performed by law enforcement, Melissa's family and friends, and several volunteer groups. We're asking for anyone with information related to the disappearance of Melissa, please contact law enforcement. We believe that someone may have information that could be helpful in the investigation and are asking you to come forward so that Melissa's family can be provided with the answers they deserve. If you have any information regarding this case, please call Carroll County Crime Stoppers at 815-244-7867. Your identity can be kept confidential, and your tip could earn you a cash reward.
Anoka County, Minnesota. Missing since November 17, 2021. The Anoka Police Department is looking for assistance in locating a missing person. His name is Brandon Rickard, 41 years of age, white male, 5'11", 190 pounds, brown eyes, short cut brown and gray hair with a receding hairline, which is considered what they call widow's peak. He has a green army tank tattooed on one of his arms. He does have scruffy mustache, beard, and goatee. Anyone with any information, please call the Anoka County Dispatch at 763-427-1212.
I can't pronounce this name. Dontisiah Hopper, 13 years old, missing from Chicago, Illinois since 8/10/2023. She was wearing black shorts and a black shirt. 5'7", 207 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. Medium complexion, African-American. Any information, contact the Area 1 SVU at 312-747-8380 or call 911.
Missing in Tampa, Florida. Ashley Jones Linden, white female, 5'6", 110 pounds, blonde, long hair, blue eyes. Ashley's husband reported that she walked away from a hotel room in Tampa, Florida in September of 2022 after getting into an argument. She was spotted two times in November at a 7-Eleven in Ybor City, Tampa, by law enforcement in Tampa, getting out of an unknown vehicle by family and law enforcement. Both times she has been let go by law enforcement. Her family has had no communication with her since September of 2022 and is extremely concerned about her well-being. A new missing persons case was opened in May of 2023, and info is needed to find her. She may be living transiently. Long health, mental health concerns. Anyone has any information, contact the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department at 813-247-8200.
Eric Fisher was last seen leaving a local Walmart after purchasing a bike and air pump in Maycomb, Illinois on January 8, 2023. He is considered endangered because of a very concerning text message he sent to his ex-wife. He is 38 years old, male, 5'11", 175 to 200 pounds, light brown hair, long brown beard. And he was last wearing a black and gray North Face coat, black Jeep hoodie, black baseball cap, blue jeans, black tennis shoes, and sunglasses. Eric has been missing since January 8, 2023. I said all that. He is not in legal trouble and is considered endangered. He is believed to be on foot or on a black and blue Huffy bike. He may also have a gray backpack. Any information, call the Macomb Police Department at 309-833-4505 or the Sheriff's Department at 309-833-2303. And that's it.
This is another cold case. Andrea Knabel, missing from Louisville, Kentucky, last seen 2019. Age last seen 37. She has long brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'7", 190 pounds. Clothing at time of disappearance, light colored tank top and white shorts. Andrea Michelle Knabel was last seen in the Audubon Park area of Louisville, Kentucky. Her phone now goes straight to voicemail. She hasn't had contact with family since, which is very unusual. Anyone with information, contact the Louisville Metro Police at 502-574-5673.
Here's a runaway. His name is Caleb Rogers, 16 years old, 5'6", 120 pounds, blonde hair with pink highlights. Eye color is brown. Last seen wearing a pink hoodie and jeans. I don't know where this is. Oh, here's other information. Harboring a runaway minor, a person who willingly harbors a runaway minor with knowledge that the child is being sought by law enforcement, is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. So if there's any information, call the Williston Police Department at 701-577-1212. Oh, in North Dakota it is.
Courtney Nicole Easley, 27. Courtney Nicole Easley, 27, was last contacted on Friday, September 3rd, 2021. She is described as a white female, standing 5'5", weighing in about 110 pounds. She has long blonde hair and blue eyes. Easley has a tattoo of a rose and the name Serenity on her left forearm and a tattoo of a dream catcher on the left side of her rib cage. Anyone with information regarding this incident is asked to contact the Kern County Sheriff's Department at 661-861-3110.
Andrew Davis, 16 years old, missing from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, since 8-20-23. Male, white, 5'4", 119 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He's wearing black jeans and an orange hoodie. And he's got kind of curly, short hair, wavy. Any information, call the Cuyahoga Falls Police Department at 330-928-2181. I said that one.
Missing at Risk. Kendra Jonae Edwards Bowles, 15, from missing from Louisville, Kentucky, since July 9th, 2023. Kendra Jonae Edwards Bowles, nicknamed Nay, 15 years old, 5'8", light-complected black female. She's biracial, 150 pounds, missing since July 9, 2023 from the Valley Station. Last seen, Portland, Louisville, Kentucky. Any information, contact the Louisville Metro Police Department at 502-574-5673.
A local case that has haunted so many over the years. I was in high school, not much older than her, about 20 miles away. I wish those who know something will say something. She should have gotten her driver's license by now. Should have went to homecoming games, proms, and enjoyed her high school days. She should have had the opportunity to graduate, to choose her way in life, to pursue a higher education or a career. She should have had the chance to turn 39 in a few weeks, but she never got those chances because 27 years ago today, they took her. They took her from her family. They stole her youth, her opportunities, her life. Those that did it have talked to some of you. They told you what they did because it was too much to bear for their souls. It's been 27 years, and some of you remain quiet, perpetuating the horrific crime they committed 27 years ago. It's time to say something. It's time to bring her home. It's time to put her to rest. It's time to end this nightmare for her family and for this community. Today is the day to bring Trudy home. If you know something, it's time to say something. Here's how you do it. Call us at 309-524-2147 and speak with the detectives directly, or call Crime Stoppers of the Quad Cities at 309-762-9500, or message us directly on here. Help us bring Trudy home. It doesn't give any descriptions or anything, but...
All righty. Autumn Shaganash is still missing from Barrie, Ontario. Autumn vanished on June 10, 2023, and it is possible that she is being held against her will. Please keep an eye out for her all across Canada, as her whereabouts to date are unknown. Autumn is 5'3" with a medium build, black long hair, brown eyes. She requires daily medication. She wears eyeglasses. If you see her, please call or text our anonymous tip line at 289-975-0909.
Urgent missing, Brandon M. Richard, missing from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. There's a $5,000 reward. He's 41 years old, 5'11 to 6 feet 1, 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If seen, call the Anoka Police Department at 763-427-1212. Investigator's name is Derek Nelson. Or call 724-466-4573.
Persons alert, South Carolina. South Carolina police are searching for Sophia Van Dam, 20, and her 2-year-old son, Mateo, who vanished in late June and haven't had any contact with family members. Sophia and Mateo disappeared just before they were supposed to move back to Beaufort County. Her car was found parked next to her home in Sumter off Wilson Street, but they couldn't be located. Sophia's mother, Teresa Van Dam, expresses her love and concern, hoping Sophia and Mateo will come back. Teresa believes her daughter may have been afraid of her boyfriend, prompting her to want to move back home. When Teresa arrived home on June 22nd, Sophia and Mateo had left. On June 24th, Teresa heard from Sophia for the last time, but Sophia seemed to be talking out of her mind, possibly due to stressors. A neighbor reported seeing two guys and a little kid in Sophia's car, but the child was not Mateo. Police have impounded the vehicle to search for evidence. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Sophia and Mateo Van Dam, please call the Sumter Police Department at 803-436-2700. And they don't give any description of them. I just got a picture. He's a light biracial with a little bit of an afro, and she's a white female with shoulder length dark hair and looks to be brown eyes.
All right, now we got Shea Blaylock, 17 years old, missing from Galea County, Ohio. Female, white, 5'6", 270 pounds, brown hair, hazel eyes. He wears glasses. If you have any information, contact the Galea County Sheriff's Office at 740-446-1221. Or 855-224-6446.
All right, this is an old cold case that I've been spreading around the internet because her father had reached out to me at one point a few years ago. Carly Goose, age 16, from Bishop, California. Carly Goose, age 16, was last seen on October 13th, 2018, in Bishop, California. At the time, she was 5'7", 110 pounds, has blue eyes, light blonde shoulder-length hair, blue eyes, light blonde brown hair. If you have any information, contact the Mono Sheriff's Department at 760-932-7549.
The Mariah Pryor, 15 years old, missing from Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Female, black, 5'4", 130 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a jean jacket and black Crocs. She has a birthmark under her left eye. Any information, call 330-928-2181 or 855-224-6446.
Pennsylvania. Missing persons Amber Alert. Please help us find Elaine M. Grabinski, age 60, last seen by her estranged spouse and teen son on July 15, 2023, when she left her home shortly after midnight Friday. It was learned that she became critically ill and was treated July 17th to the 19th, 2023, at the PH Du Bois Hospital, then transferred for behavioral health treatment. It is unknown when she was discharged from the PH Du Bois East, as they refused to provide any information. Elaine is very seriously ill and in need of medical and behavioral health treatment follow-up. Elaine's son has autism and is worried about his mother's safety. She was last seen driving a silver 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander with a personalized Pennsylvania registered plate. Quinsma. She is a Clarion County resident. This photo was clipped from a video taken on Friday, July 14, 2023. And that's all I got. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's all. Anybody in Pennsylvania, contact the Pennsylvania State Police is all I could tell you, because there's no phone numbers or anything on here.
Marco Arrington, 16 years old, missing from St. Louis, Missouri since 7/31/23. He's black, male, black hair, brown eyes, 5'7", 165 pounds. Any information, call the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department at 314-231-1212. Or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 573-526-6178.
Man, the missing and exploited website, they stopped listing what they, you know, their height and weight and all that. Brooke Wilson, missing since April 18, 2023, out of Ilion, New York. 15-year-old white female. I couldn't tell you how tall she is, but her pictures, she has shoulder-length brown hair with the front right blonde. She had dimples when she smiles. And I'm sorry, but that's all I have on her. Anyone with information, contact the Ilion Police Department in New York at 1-315-894-9911.
Maddie Hayden, 16 years old, missing from Markham, Illinois. Female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 115 pounds. In her picture, her hair looks kind of short, and it looks like it's got blonde highlights or dyed kind of blondish color. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Markham City Police Department in Wisconsin at 708-331-2171.
They got another cold case. Kaylee Ann Harrison. Kaylee was last seen in Rockport, Massachusetts on April 19, 2012. She was playing on the beach with her four-year-old sister when their toy ball went over the seawall. Their mother went to retrieve the ball, and when she came back, Kaylee was gone. She has never been seen again. After Kaylee's disappearance, the Massachusetts Department of Child Family Services opened a neglect investigation against the mother because she had turned her back on the children when they were near the water. Kaylee's parents were in the middle of a divorce in 2012, and they shared custody of their daughters. Her father said he'd never worried about the children's safety with their mother. Kaylee's mother maintained she's a good parent and was only gone for a minute or two, and no criminal charges were filed against her. A tattered pair of pants washed up on the shore of Good Harbor Beach, about a mile from where Kaylee was last seen in November 2012. There are consistent in appearance with the ones she was wearing, and they were in her size, but it hasn't been proven that they belong to Kaylee. Authorities searched the area after the pants were found, but didn't find any other evidence. Authorities don't believe Kaylee was abducted. They think she fell into the water and drowned. An extensive search of the area turned up no signs of her remains. However, her parents have held on to the hope that Kaylee is still alive. Kaylee's sister reported seeing a strange man on the beach, and her parents thought he could have abducted Kaylee. Her father has since concluded she drowned and was swept out to sea. Her body was never located. If you were there that day or remember seeing anything, please call the Rockport Police Department at 978-546-1212.
Elvin,
wow.
It's been, yeah, that sucks. Elvin Espinel, 17 years old, missing from Chicago, Illinois since July 10th, 2023. Let's see. His last, on the 3100 block of West 53rd place on July 10th, 2023. He has been known to frequent the 6300 block of South Kedzie and surrounding area. He is 17 years old, male, 5'5", 100 pounds, brown eyes, black hair, medium complexion, Hispanic. Any information, contact Area 1 SVU at 312-747-8380 or call 911.
Amarillo, Texas, July 14, 2023. Kiara Triplett. The Amarillo Police Department is requesting the public's assistance locating 17-year-old Kiara Triplett. Kiara was last seen on July 14, 2023 at around 5 p.m. going south in the Hamlet area of Amarillo, Texas. She left her cell phone behind. She's a white female, 17 years old, blonde shoulder length, curly hair with black highlights, bluish-greenish eyes, 5 foot 5, 135 pounds. For any information, call the Amarillo Police Department at 806-378-3038.
Dallas Brown, missing from Waynesville, Missouri, 17 years old, missing since June 27, 2023. He's a white male, red hair, green eyes, 5'9", 170 pounds. Any information, call Waynesville Police Department at 573-774-2414 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 573-526-6178.
Missing adult, Charlottesville, Virginia. The Charlottesville Police Department is seeking the assistance in locating missing adult Elanok Taylor was reported missing by her family on July 30th, 2023. Taylor was last heard from between June 3rd and June 9th when groceries were delivered to her home at home on 15th South Street Northwest. No clothing description or direction of travel is currently available. She was born January 10th, 1976. She's a white female, blonde hair, blue eyes, 5'3". Please contact Detective Eriquin at 434-970-3824.
Jacob Norris, 14 years old, missing from Cleveland, Ohio since 8-10-2023. He's male, black, 5'7", 180 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. He was wearing a black hoodie. Any information, call the Cleveland, Ohio Police Department at 216-623-5262 or 855-224-6446.
Arizona teenager Alicia Navarro, 18, hung her head and cried as FBI agents raided Montana home where she lived with mystery man after going missing for 4 years. Come on. An autistic Arizona teenager who redeemed or reemerged after vanishing for 4 years hung her head and cried as FBI agents raided the Montana home where she had been living with a mystery man in his 20s. The FBI descended upon the apartment where the teen was living with the unidentified man shortly after Navarro had walked into a police department in Havre, Montana on July 23rd to request she be removed from the missing persons list. Navarro identified herself to police 4 years after she disappeared from her parents' home in Glendale, Arizona in September of 2019. Neighbors have now described how the FBI quickly surrounded Navarro's building before eventually entering with armed officers last Wednesday and described how a distressed Navarro looked really young. The agents arrested a man from the apartment with Navarro, who was only 4'9" at the time of her disappearance, being brought out shortly afterwards. Navarro left her mother a note September 2019 saying she was leaving but would return. Agents entered the apartment with evidence gathering kits while talking to Navarro, who appeared distressed. They went in with arms and body armor like they went in really aggressively, apparently, so all I knew eventually came up with while I was talking to my neighbors. One of the guys that was supposedly undercover told me he was up here from Arizona. Jonathan Michelson, who lived next door to Navarro, said to KRTV, all he really wanted to know was how well I knew my neighbor, the interactions I had, whether or not there was a girl that had been living there. He told me late teens, like Latina or something. It was a scene similarly described by other officials. Three Havre police cars pulled up out in front of the building, and they all got out with guns drawn, went into the apartment. 69-year-old Ron Turner, another neighbor, told the New York Post. I would say 5 to 10 minutes later, they bring this girl out. They brought this girl out, and I told my wife, oh, man, that don't look good. She looks really young. Little did I know she was legal age, but she sure didn't look it. Despite Navarro claiming she was okay and expressing thanks to the police for offering help, authorities are treating her as a victim. And this goes on. I know this has been on the news, so either way, at least she was found.
Yeah. Getting taken out by gunpoint, that's pretty silly.
Right.
Are you done then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to read all through that. It was too much.
Right. All right. I have Levi Cruz Herrera. He's Hispanic, 15 years old, 5'3", black hair. Male, 150 pounds, brown eyes. Levi left his residence without permission, and according to his family, they have been in contact with him, but he refuses to come home. He's missing from the 16,500 block of log cabin. Any information, call the Detroit, Michigan's 12th Precinct at 313-596-1240 or 911.
Missing juvenile. Tornado, West Virginia. The Kanawha County Sheriff's Office is requesting the public's assistance locating a 15-year-old juvenile. Rowan Wheeler was reported missing on August 26, 2023, around 2 p.m. Wheeler left her Tornado, West Virginia residence on Thomas Hollow Road with her 16-year-old boyfriend, Noah McCardle. Wheeler and McCardle left the residence with the intentions of walking to a nearby convenience store, but never returned. It is believed they be traveling to Wheeling, West Virginia, or the surrounding area. Wheeler was last seen wearing black shorts with a white stripe, a brown crop top style shirt, black Nike shirt, shoes, and carrying a backpack. She's a white female, 16 years old. Shoulder length, red hair, green eyes, wears glasses, 5'9", 190 pounds. They don't have his description on here at all. But anyhow, anyone with any information is asked to call the Kanawha County Sheriff's Office at 304-357-0556.
James Sharp, 16 years old, missing from Youngstown, Ohio since 8/7/23. Male, white, 6 foot, 198 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He was wearing a multicolored shirt, white shorts, purple shoes, and carrying two black book bags. Any information, contact the Youngstown Police Department at 330-742-8916 or 855-244-6446.
Tennessee Silver Alert. We need your help to find James Poole, who is missing from Hickson, Tennessee. The 70-year-old is a white male, 5'10", 171 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing jean shorts and an Atlanta Braves t-shirt. Poole may be driving a black 1991 Chevy S10 with Tennessee tag 3 Alpha Alpha 1835. He has medical conditions that may impair his ability to return safely without assistance. If you spot him, please call 1-800-TBI-FIND.
Bradley Werner, 14 years old, missing from Indianapolis, Indiana since 8-9-2023. Male, white, sandy color hair, green eyes, 5'11", 160 pounds. And his picture shows like he's got like a bowl cut. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department in Indiana at 317-327-3811.
Carla Pinky Grimes, missing from Phoenix, Arizona. 53-year-old white female, 4'9", 205 pounds, blue eyes, pink and white hair. She does have piercings, or septum pierce, a piercing on the right nostril and middle of her lip pierced. She was last seen August 22nd, 2023. Around 5 p.m. in the area of 55th Ave and Indian School to Flagstaff, Tucson, and Las Vegas, and can be in any of these locations. Those who love her just want to make sure she is safe. She drives a newer dark gray Toyota Camry. Arizona license plate starts with OH41. She has several facial piercings and tattoos, noticeably the honeycomb tattoo on her left arm down to her hand. She has tattoos of chickens and cats on her legs, both arms half sleeve with bees, honeycomb, and passion flowers. She has a faded Ouroboros on her left shoulder and a short bus on her right glute. Anyone with information, contact the Flagstaff Police Department at 928-774-1414 or the Phoenix Police Department at 602-262-6111.
Andrea Smith, 15 years old, missing from Whiteland, Indiana since 9-16-2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 4'11", 130 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or the Johnson County Police Department in Indiana, 317-346-4767. 4767.
Leslie Padilla. Leslie was last seen on August 22, 2023, approximately around 7:50 p.m. on 81 East 39th Street in Paterson, New Jersey, at the Youth Consultation Service. She is described as a 15-year-old Hispanic female, 4'10", approximately 120 pounds, dark shoulder-length curly hair, brown eyes. She was wearing a black hoodie, black sweatpants, and white Crocs when she went missing. Anyone with any information on her whereabouts is asked to call the 8th. Call the tip line at 845-866-0444 1-800-942-2447.
Ron Walter, 15 years old, missing from Lansing, Michigan, since July 31st, 2023. Female, biracial, brown hair, brown eyes, 5 feet, 110 pounds. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. Or the Lansing Township Police Department in Michigan at 517-485-1700.
Randolph County, North Carolina, missing person. Madison Ann Kennedy. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office has received a report of a missing person, Madison Ann Kennedy, 23. She was last seen on August 24, 2023, entering a black Kia Sorento with an unknown tag in the Red Fox Trail area of Trinity. She was wearing a pink sweatshirt with gold lettering, gray leggings, and carrying a pink Nike book bag, including a blue purse inside and some additional clothes. She's a white female, approximately 5'6", 184 pounds, blue eyes, light, short, blonde hair, tattoo on her right arm of a flower, and a heart on the left ring finger. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Randolph County Sheriff's Office at 336-318-6699 or Crime Stoppers at 336-672-7463.
Sage Beck, did I say Sage Beckham? Did I do that one?
I don't. The
no,
name doesn't sound familiar.
Cam, 19 years old, missing from Florissant, Missouri since February 5th, 2021. White, female, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'4", 175 pounds. Any information, call the Florissant Police Department. Phone number is 314-831-7000 or the Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearing Out at 866-362-6422.
And that could be the last one.
All righty then.
Again, I appreciate you being here with me, and I know it's been a while since we did one.
I know. It's just been, life's been happening.
Sure, sure. We've both been busy, so
yeah,
it doesn't mean that we don't still pray. It doesn't mean that we don't still pray and share their flyers every chance we get.
Right.
But all y'all that tuned in tonight, we appreciate it. As again, be sure to share all missing persons flyers everywhere you can. Know something, say something. Feel free to reach out to Lorna or myself with any information. And that concludes tonight's Missing Persons broadcast. Appreciate y'all for listening. God bless America. God bless our children. God bless the missing. Our first responders, military, veterans, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
Good night.